today working on my report to Roy Boss. First thing we discovered was that at no time in history did man so need a word of encouragement and guidance. So I propose now to give some idea of how we set about to answer the tide of barbarism which has swept plague-like through the world during the past month. There's one obvious answer. End war. There's only one way to end war. That is by bringing capitalism to an end. There's only one way to end capitalism. That is by revolution. There's only one way for revolution to succeed. That is by creating brotherhood in this world. That is the task of mankind now. It must be done. Capitalism and fascism are one under the iron mask. Fascism is the expression of capitalism's death agony. War is the lifeblood of capitalism. It's the body and soul of fascism. Capitalist economy leads inevitably to war. Fascist economy begins and ends in war. It's an economy of war and nothing else whatever. To fight against fascism, against war, is to fight to create brotherhood in this world. America will go to war. Indeed, America is at war now. Her face is smiling. New blood quickens her step. Her mills and foundries are pouring out black smoke in a frenzy of exultation. But don't be deceived. It is the false painted bloom on the face of a corpse. America does a crazy jig step behind the screeching bands and the banners proudly carried by the moronic schoolboys upon whom she depends. White and blue breasts swing flabbily and are without milk. Great spotted horror filling the air with fighting planes and the sea with destroyers. Your struggle is useless. Already the death rattle can be heard in your throat. What a murderous cheat and liar you are. You burnt and pillaged. You defiled and degraded every decent impulse of your people. You butchered and laid waste to the very soul of man.